Matt Gray is here on the Blaze Radio Network.
Welcome to it. Great to start the week with you. 888-900-3393. Also at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. And we start the week with a fresh, brand new bingo card.
Yeah, we do.
You can get that at Twitter. Right there, it's right at, you know where it is.
Where
right
is
there,
it?
Right there up at the top.
At the top? So yeah. It's, would you say pinned?
Yeah, that's exactly what I would
pinned
say.
Pinned to the top of the at Pat Unleashed account. That's what you were going to say, right?
That, of course, is, the way you say it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I'm sorry that I finished your sentences for you, but I knew you were eventually going to get to that, right?
Well, and you want to hear all of these important words and phrases. You want to be able to know when you can cross off the word or phrase on your bingo card. And so you want your ears to be clean so that you can hear the show distinctly and clearly.
Yeah.
And that's where WaxRx comes in. If they itch, if you have pain, if you're always asking, what? Or you can't hear the bingo words.
Uh-huh.
And you don't know that somebody got bingo until they call and say, bingo. And you're like, well, what?
Yeah, you want to be able to participate.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. WaxRx is a physician-developed technology. It safely and effectively removes all that buildup, and then it soothes your ears with a pH-conditioned formula. Now you can use it without a prescription. No more expensive trips to the doctor. Try the WaxRx system risk-free today. Just go to usewaxrx.com and enter the offer code radio at checkout for free shipping. It's a real solution for this problem without jamming things into your ears that don't belong there. And it doesn't work anyway. So try this. It's a proven system. It's great. You're going to love it. UseWaxRx.com. Offer code radio.
This is Pat Gray Unleashed.
So as we check over the bingo card, upper left-hand corner. Wait, what? Then agonizing. Comrade. Douche. And lying sack. Round out the first row. That's pretty solid. I would guess that might fall first. But I don't know. You just never know. Second row, giblets. Manawa ni rawa. In terms of overall, which we haven't talked much about lately. Documentary, movie. Guam will tip over and capsize. Somebody left to sell facial cream. You know, that's going to happen because it happens almost every day.
Every day.
Almost every day. Somebody's leaving their incredible seven-figure job and going to an eight or ten-figure job, I guess, because that's the world of selling facial cream.
The only thing that happens more frequently is a Democrat announces for president.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, there's one thing in the universe that happens, and as Keith said, it's what he said. We are not a democracy. Oh, that'll happen soon. Freedom. Your Honor, godless animals. You should get your kid checked out. I never say hate because that's not what this is about. It's dislike with all the intensity of a million white hot burning suns.
Oh,
or we'll give it to you for a billion white hot burning because those are kind of interchangeable. It depends on the intensity of the dislike.
That's true.
You know, it could be a million white hot burning suns. It might be a billion. You'll get credit for either one of those.
Yeah.
1,000 white hot burning suns? No.
Oh, that's weak.
You're not
right there.
That's weak. Mm-hmm. That's, you're almost in love with the person.
I was going to say, that's a close friend for you.
Yeah, that's almost in love. Spoken song lyrics. Hating hate mongers who hate. Are you just making small talk? Oh, no. We lost him. We lost him. The sniff. So it's not saying the word sniff. It's actually the sound.
I suppose it is.
Traffic and weather together. Collectivization of manufacture. Come on, Ted.
Or could that be come on whoever? Like
probably,
fill in the blank?
Yes. I think it could be at this point.
Okay.
And then a caller swears on the air.
Boy, we better hope that swear doesn't happen.
Yeah. Happens once in a while, though. With probably all too much frequency, as a matter of fact. 888-900-3393. And, of course, at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. This Democrat race continues to be pretty fascinating. There's been nobody more consistent probably in the last two presidential cycles than Bernie Sanders. But his world got rocked when Joe Biden announced. A lot of people thought, in fact, they were kind of joking around that Joe Biden's best numbers will occur the day before he announces his presidency, his candidacy for president. Because, you know, people think they like him, but they don't really like him. They don't really want him. But just the opposite happened. It was actually a pretty close race. I think last I saw before Biden announced was 29-24 Biden over Bernie. Now it's an average of 41-15 Biden over Bernie.
Wow.
An average.
I did not see that coming.
41-15. And Bernie's right. You know, the policy ideas that he put forward in 2016 are just now, I mean, they were too extreme. They were too radical. They were too socialist back then. The Democrats couldn't accept that. Now they accept virtually all of it. All of it. 2 years later, yeah, we're on board with that. Universal health care? Yeah, absolutely. What's wrong with that? That'd be great. So Obamacare didn't work, you're telling me? I thought that it was crazy and conspiratorial to say that you're going to want universal medicine. No? All right. Universal college, free college. That's a thing for everybody. Wow, really? That was too radical for even Hillary Clinton last time around. She wasn't willing to go there. Not as far as Bernie, but now everybody is on board with that. Universal income, they're kind of on board with that, several of them. Let's eliminate student debt. What the heck? Don't worry about it. Are you worried about your student? You shouldn't have to worry about your student debt. Yes, we gave you the greatest education in the history of the world. You shouldn't be expected to pay for that. You're barely even past infancy here. What are you, 22, 23 years old? You don't know what you're doing yet. That's really the mindset of the Democrat Party. Nobody should be held accountable for anything they do, including ringing up debt to go to college.
So you could, if you pick the right candidate and they become the president, you could have a scenario where your student debt is erased and you get an income?
Yeah.
Just for being?
Yes.
Wow.
And it might be $1,000 a month if you're to listen to, it's Andrew Yang, I think, who proposes that, right?
Yeah, but how is he on student debt? I don't know about that.
Yeah. I have to look, because if he's not for both of them, he's just not worthy.
<It's true. laughs>
I'm not even interested. I won't even talk to him about it.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So he's for forgiving student debt, but not free college.
Oh, well, he just lost my vote.
Wow, but he has no heart, no free college.
No heart for that guy. What, you don't want America's children to be educated?
But wait, he's a math genius, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So if you're forgiving debt, isn't that free college? Come on.
Yeah, it's free college in the past, but not free college in the present or future, I guess.
But eventually, you just run up the debt.
Jeez.
And it's a mess, man.
Yeah, it really is. That is kind of an inconsistent position, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But should that surprise anybody, that the Democrats would be inconsistent? Oh, who could imagine such a scenario?
I don't know. They're becoming more and more consistent with their push for socialism.
Yeah.
That's becoming...
That is the one consistency that you wouldn't want to see and that we are seeing. Also, Cory Booker. Hmm. This guy is stepping out there on quite a limb. It used to be that the Democrats would always say, oh, come on, nobody's talking about taking away your guns. Remember that? Nobody's talking about that.
Uh-huh.
We love the Second Amendment, mm-hmm. but it's just that we believe in common sense gun reform. That's all. But no one's talking about taking away your guns. Really? Well, they are talking about that now. Eric Swalwell, Democratic candidate, is talking about it. Cory Booker is talking about it. Cory Booker actually said that he would, if he had the power, he would take guns from people. Oh, okay. Well, I guess we better not get you anywhere near that kind of power then, right? Including the presidency. He said, I know in my urban environment, I see little to no need for guns at all. And I think that the availability of guns and the ease with which even young people can get their hands on them is just horrendous. And I would, if I had the power to do so, I would. Talking about confiscating guns. In fact, we're even looking towards doing some local level handgun legislation. I'm going to take every step I can to get guns out of the hands of those who commit crimes or, and I love this line, those who might commit crimes.
Hello.
Oh. Wait. What? Those who might? We're talking future crimes now? Is Tom Cruise available?
Yeah.
For this? Because that guy knows how to swoop in and stop people before they commit crimes already. He knows. That is crazy. He was asked about it this week, too, after publishing his gun control proposal and pointedly wouldn't answer whether he would prosecute or imprison people who didn't comply with his policy. Because what he wants to do now is a buyback program. Well, what if I don't want to sell you back my gun? I've got no intention of doing that. Well, because my guns are gone. Somebody took them a long time ago.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have any anymore.
Did you file a police report?
Nah, I forgot. Get around to that. Yeah, I should probably get around to it.
Wow. Because see, what I did with mine is I just gave them away.
Did you really?
Yeah, I just donated them to a good cause. And so I'm kind of like you in the same boat now.
That was sweet of you.
I've got any.
Booker called guns weapons of war. The same language Eric Swalwell uses, but he wouldn't say, as Swalwell does, that he would outright send gun owners to jail. So Eric Swalwell would actually put Americans in prison if they don't turn in their guns. Wow. But really, if you're going to do the gun confiscation thing, you have to.
That's what you got
to
do.
There's got to be... Because nobody's going to willingly do that, or very few people.
It's worked out nicely for the government of Venezuela.
Yeah, hasn't it, though? You know who else it worked out really well for was Adolf Hitler's Germany when they started confiscating guns. That went really, really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it would never happen.
Can't happen here.
I mean, that's what you're insinuating, sir.
Got a constitution. It can't happen here.
Okay. It's better.
Swalwell tweeted, if 650 people each ask 100 friends for $1, we'll be able to take our message of ending gun violence, solving the student debt crisis, and finding cures in our lifetime to the debate stage.
These guys are getting desperate to get on that debate stage.
They sure are.
But what are some of the fun things you can get if you donate to the campaign, to the Eric Swalwell 2020 campaign? Some fun, exciting merchandise.
Yeah, he's got quite a list. The Swalwell 650. Recruit donors, win prizes.
So bad.
You could get 25 donors, get a sticker.
You get a sticker for getting 25 people to donate?
You get 25 people, you get a sticker. That's almost a dream. That's too much.
Does it say like star student on it?
I don't know what it says on it. It doesn't actually say, but I don't care because it's a sticker.
So I get 25 friends. Okay, I get a sticker. Okay, what
now
if
you
I get
50 friends? Let's say you get 50 donors.
Okay.
Then you get a...
you get a button. Like a little campaign
button.
Is that
what
that
is?
Yeah,
it's
okay.
A button?
Sure. I guess.
Button.
Right? Is that what
for 50 stinking donors?
Wow, that's fun.
You get a button.
I mean, look, it's an Eric Swalwell button.
If you get 75 donors.
Okay, what do you get?
Okay, just a mere 75. That's all you need. 75 people to
75
donate.
75 friends, uh-huh.
Well, then you get some really cool Swalwelling shoelaces.
I'm sorry, what's the word again?
Swalwelling. You know, for Eric Swalwell, these are Swalwelling shoelaces.
That is...
Do we have it? Look at that. Look at how beautiful the shoelaces are. Aren't they great?
Uh-huh.
You get the signed hat. You get a shirt for 100 donors. 150 gets you a hat.
What?
But it's signed. It's a signed hat. Yeah, what a dream come true. Eric Swalwell
signed
it's signed.
Well, now, if you had said that, if you led with that...
All your friends and neighbors will be saying, who's that? Wait, what? Who does he play for? you get a mere 200 donors.
What do you get?
Well, you get VIP access at a fundraising event of your choosing. So you can go to whatever fundraising, Eric Swalwell fundraiser you want.
You better pick fast because he's going to run out of events real soon.
Be the first to reach 250 donors And you can... Oh, this is too much.
What do you got?
You win a trip to Miami for the first Democrat debate. Wow.
That he
what
may
a
not
dream.
Even be at.
No kidding.
But he seems kind of cheap there, you know? That's like a, you're doing a lot of work.
He's offering a sticker for 25 donors. What do you want?
I mean, as completely...
A sticker!
Right, okay. I still... And I'm a cheap SOB here as well. But this guy here, this guy's giving away stickers for 25 donors, but he's not nearly as cheap as Mayor Pete. I mean, this guy can't even provide health insurance for his... Hard at work campaign.
And of course, he's for universal health care, but not from him. I mean, no, you don't expect him to offer it to his employees, do you? These hypocrites are just... Where do you even go with that? He talks about, on the campaign trail, Buttigieg talks about health care being a freedom and that... If leaving your job means you're going to lose your health care, that means you're not free. So apparently the people that work for his campaign are not free. He's staffing up his national campaign and isn't providing health care coverage to any of his own campaign workers.
Wow, man.
Wow.
And
he is providing a monthly stipend to workers. To buy insurance on their own, though, through the Obamacare exchanges.
Oh, that's great.
That's
right
perfect.
You're done.
You're done.
You're good.
What more do you need?
What more do you need?
You greedy bastards. Get off me.
Get off me.
The practice is, of course, it's stark contrast to the other leading candidates this year. Democrats, you know, when you're making it a point of your campaign, how do you ignore it in your real life?
Yeah,
and I don't understand the hypocrisy. Just the you don't want that appearance, you know.
And you're the only one that's not doing that.
Jeez,
that's
bad. Oh. That's bad.
If that gets traction, that would be something that the left would be upset about.
Yeah, they should pick up on that. Mm-hmm. I would think. All right, 888-933-93. If you're moving or maybe relocating to a new city, you need real estate agents I trust. It's really hard to find a great agent. And Glenn and Tanya and their team have really done all the work for you. They've already vetted these people. They've got a nationwide network of over 1,000 agents. And they're all full-time. There's no inexperienced or part-time people in this. They've got great track records. They understand the market. They understand how to price your home and evaluate the comparables in your neighborhood so you can get your home priced right to sell. And they're fans of the show. So you've got that comfort level right there at the very beginning of your relationship. If you're looking to buy or sell or do both at the same time, don't hire a friend or a relative that almost never works out. Go to realestateagentsitrust.com. We'll introduce you to the best agent in your area. Realestateagentsitrust.com.
Pat Gray, Unleashed.
By the way, where's Beto lately? Been talking about the fact that he went home to search for his turtle, but he found his turtle. So, what are you doing?
You just reminded me. He's actually, I just saw this morning. He has now pulled his wife onto the campaign trail. Breaking news.
That's great. She's wonderful.
So he went home to find the missing turtle and convince his wife to forego her Mother's Day to campaign with him.
Wow. Did they leave before Mother's Day? It took off. Oh, wow.
It says ahead of Mother's Day weekend, they went to New Hampshire.
He apparently decided to keep it low profile for a while, and they're sort of resetting the campaign. They're going to reintroduce him.
That's what's happening?
Yeah, he's being reintroduced now because they realize that the initial introduction has been a failure, an absolute abject failure.
It's embarrassing, man.
It is.
Considering where he started, where he was just like... He was the anointed one. I would have never, ever predicted Joe Biden would be crushing everyone, including Beto. I would have thought it would have been a knockout
and
drag-out fight.
And the Beto would be going backward instead of forward. Really, the anointed one, if anybody has momentum, it's Buttigieg. 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 Whatever.
Mayor Pete.
Whatever. Mayor Pete.
That makes it easier.
But Beto, I think, has been shocked that his charisma hasn't just translated and cut through all 22 candidates.
He needs to put
candidates.
On some more blouses like he did back in
I
the
guess
day.
So, yeah. And maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe oh, play no. a little more of a little more of this out on the campaign trail. Hey, bye, my friend. We're good. Show's going to be over. Now, if people realized what a virtuoso he is on the guitar, they might like him better.
I don't think so. I think this really hurts him. And judging by the responses on Twitter every time you press that button.
Yeah? Did people love it?
No.
No?
The opposite of love?
Oh, weird.
Like, what is the thing you like to say?
Like they dislike it with all the intensity of a billion white hot burning suns? Something like that? it's been a tough couple months for Beto. I'm sure he's disillusioned right now.
But we're reintroducing him, though.
But we are. We're going to reintroducing! Robert Francis now! O'Rourke! Maybe that's what they should do.
The campaign's going to be over before you get your numbers in the double digits.
And that is true. Man. It is.
Seriously, these guys, I think there's so many of them, and I can't believe I'm saying this, that Beto's one of them. There's like, we got to hold out to Miami. We got to hold out to late June 26th or 27th, whatever. We got to make that first debate. That's where I'm going to take off. No, bro, I saw you debate Ted Cruz. Mm-mm, it's not happening there.
No, he's not that good.
Mm-mm.
In fact, we've never understood the appeal of this guy.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal is.
If he had been moderately coherent, in hindsight, seeing how the vote ended, I think 52-48 over Cruz over Beto, mm-hmm. if he had been just halfway decent at the debate and come across as normal, he could have won that. He could have won that race. But in my opinion, and I think I was maybe the only one that really thought this, I just thought he was terrible. He just was so awkward and cumbersome, and everything that he tried to say was so it was so prepackaged, you know. Mm-hmm. It was just like it was a stump speech is what his debate performance was. So I don't think he's going to come up any.
I don't think so either. I think he's pretty well done.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the left I thought the left was going to continue to fall for him, and I thought he was going to get a ton of traction.
Well, they didn't see the power that is Mayor Pete. They didn't see that coming.
Yeah, and they didn't see Foss play live either, obviously.
Right.
Because that would have put him over the top.
Again, yes. 888-933-93. Democrat presidential candidate Kamala Harris supporting giving taxpayer-funded health care to illegal aliens now. So here's another great policy plan. here she is telling us about her great plans.
The bill also says, quote, every individual who is a resident of the United States is entitled to benefits for health care services under this act. Not every individual who's a citizen, but every individual who's a resident. Mm-hmm. So you mm-hmm. support giving universal health care, Medicare for all, to people who are in this country illegally?
Let me just be very clear about this.
Yeah, do.
I am opposed to any policy mm-hmm. that would deny in our country any human being mm-hmm. from access to public safety, public education, or public health. Period.
Wow. Okay. So we got to pay for their education.
So yes.
And we have to pay for their health care. And by the way, you can't, if they really need it, if it's critical care, they can't be denied already. So you're just stoking the fire of bringing these people to the United States of America illegally. You're helping them to believe that it's okay to come here and break our laws. And it isn't. It's not okay. It's not okay. But the Democrats just keep sending that signal. And that's why we've got record numbers at the border. There was an article that last month, we may have had the all-time record for unique individuals crossing the border. The all-time record. It was 109,000-ish. Now, we've had those numbers at or near that level before, but they were a lot of repeat offenders. Like, they'd get deported, and then they'd come right back. They'd get deported, and then they'd come right back in the same month. These were almost all brand new people pouring across the border. And just keep telling them, yep, so when you get here, we have to educate you, and we have to give you health care. Oh, and you need a place to live. Oh, and obviously you need food. And you're going to need some spending cash.
But it's just the 1.7% of
Yeah, of Guatemala or Honduras. I forget which one.
It's Guatemala.
Mm-hmm. It's Guatemala and 1% of Honduras. And so, and that's just since September. Now, that's of the entire population.
Yeah, that's not 100% of the people down there coming up.
It's not 100%.
Where's your heart, you know? Just a few people asking for a little help, you know?
Would we be worried about it if it were 100%? The Democrats wouldn't. They wouldn't care.
Even then, yeah, I don't want to.
You empty out both those countries, and you see 6 million, 8 million people heading their way up to the United States. Meh.
Yep, and if you aren't good with giving everything
then
to
you hate.
100%, then you are
then you hate.
A terrible hater.
Right.
Who does what?
Who hates. You're a miserable, hating hate monger. Who mongers in hate.
Man, we are knocking them out, baby.
I don't know what you mean. What?
Huh? What?
What do you mean? Meanwhile, Biden back in 2006 said that, well, let him explain it. Biden in 2006, so this was ancient history, 13 years ago.
Yeah.
Joe Biden.
A country that is a first world democracy where they have the greatest disparities in wealth. It's one of the wealthiest countries in the hemisphere. And because of a corrupt system that exists in Mexico, there is the 1% of the population at the top, a very small middle class, and the rest is abject poverty. Folks, I voted for a fence. I voted, unlike most Democrats, and some of you won't like it, I voted for 700-mile fence. But let me tell you, we can build a fence 40 stories high. Unless you change the dynamic in Mexico, and
thank you,
and you will not like this,
and
punish American employers who knowingly violate the law when in fact they hire illegals.
Huh.
Unless you do those two things, all the rest is window dressing. Now I know I'm not supposed to say it that bluntly, but they're the facts. They're the facts. And so everything else we do is in between here. Everything else we do is at the margin. The reason why I parenthetically, why I believe the fence is needed is not related to immigration as much as the drugs. I'm the guy that wrote the National Crime Bill. I'm the guy that wrote the National Drug Act. I'm the guy that wrote the law that set up a drug czar.
Well, you're the guy, aren't you? You're the guy.
We're driving across that border with tons. Hear me.
Tons.
Of everything from byproducts from methamphetamine to cocaine to heroin. It's all coming up through corrupt Mexico. So I would have, as they say, in the southern part of my state, I'd have an altar call with those boys. I'd have a little come and lord me. You think I'm joking? I'm not joking. Any of you know about me?
No, I don't think you're joking because you always say you're not joking.
Yeah, he's always serious.
He's not joking. I mean, it's like the Indians in the convenience stores and 7-Elevens in Delaware. He's not joking.
Not joking.
You can't go in there without without seeing one of them. He's not joking.
Indian accent, yeah.
He's not joking about that. They all have Indian accents, all of them.
I want to say kudos there to Joe Biden for going 2 minutes without sniffing a woman's hair, first of all. But also, if that video is from 2006, that was obviously a choppy cell phone. Somebody had a cell phone video camera back in 2006. That's amazing.
And how about the way he's changed?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Do you believe in abortion in sanctuary cities? If not, then you're definitely with the wrong cell phone company if you're one of the big four, because they give millions, tens of millions to progressive causes, to abortion, to Planned Parenthood. But you could switch to Patriot Mobile, the only conservative cell phone company out there. You might be worried about switching. Everybody's scared to death that something will go wrong if they do, but you don't have to worry. Switching is really easy, and you get the same reliable nationwide service, unlimited talk and text, plans that start as low as $25 a month, and you're supporting causes in which you actually believe. Mention The Blaze when you call 1-800-A-PATRIOT or visit them online at patriotmobile.com/blaze. For free activation today. Patriot Mobile.
Pat Gray.
Some tweets in here at Pat Unleashed. Deformed Bear tweets. pretty soon the left will start going after Santa Claus in order to eliminate their biggest competitor in giveaways. Gropey Joe's Cafe? Swallowing sounds like an affliction or injury Keith would acquire while attempting an ordinary household task.
Thank you for that one. Appreciate it. It's true, though.
Libertarian Ninja tweets, if you get 100 people to donate to Swalwell, you get a chance to win communism. Ah, yes, comrade. Congratulations.
We're all commies right now in the wonderful Democrat Party.
All right. Pat's Garbage Guitar Roadie tweets, oh, man, as much as I'd love to give a dollar to the Swalwell campaign, I'm saving up my dollars to buy the Impossible Burger once the Burger King gets it here.
Is that vegetarian thing?
Yeah, it's a vegetarian burger we tried on Glenn Show last week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
How'd it taste?
Really good.
Oh, no.
We had a taste test, a blind taste test. Had the Impossible Burger and a regular burger from Hop Dottie. Have you eaten there yet? The new burger place. Kind of sweeping the Metroplex. Anyway.
Oh, this isn't the Burger King one then?
No, this is not. But I think they're both selling the same,
okay,
same burger. It's just a matter of how they cook it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Both Glenn and I guessed wrong as to which was the meat burger.
Wow.
Both of us guessed wrong. Can you believe that?
Hold on. Did Stu even try it?
No. Well, yeah, he ate the veggie burger, yeah. But he didn't try the meat burger. It's an amazing...
For science.
It's crazy. It's crazy how much that tastes like meat.
Oh, boy.
Tony McAvoy tweets, will the unused Swalwell swag be sent to third world countries when he withdraws from the race? That's great. I always love to see those in protesters. You know, they're burning down buildings in the downtown area and setting cars on fire and usually wearing like an Eric Swalwell 2020 t-shirt. Be great.
Uh-huh.
Malinax Mowing Service tweets, I better get prizes when I go to the dentist for a cleaning.
I get better prizes
when I go to the dentist for a cleaning than the Swalwell campaign is giving. No, maybe you missed it. They're giving out stickers.
Yeah, but they're not giving away...
Stickers.
Giving away like Frozen stickers, right? Or
no.
Or Shrek stickers.
I don't think so.
Swalwell stickers.
They're cool stickers, though. Mm-hmm. Amy What's-Her-Face tweets, Swalwell's donor rewards program sounds about as exciting as a consistently disappointing prize at the bottom of the cereal box.
Seriously, this is like the worst cash back credit card you can imagine. You get a sticker if you get 25 of your friends sign up.
Ugh. From the Pickled Squirrel. So the campaign workers get a stipend to buy something that's totally worthless from a candidate. It's totally worthless. Nifty. Yeah, it's the Mayor Pete healthcare plan. It's great. 18 spoons of milk. Tweets, actually, Booty Judge's stance on not providing health insurance to his campaign staffers proves his point. No employer-based health insurance, just government-run universal health care.
Yeah, and that's what they want for us.
Yeah.
So I guess that does make sense.
From Tyler Morgan, is Bob Frank going to be reintroduced as former presidential candidate? Pretty soon. If he keeps tanking like he is.
Seriously, 6 weeks seems like eternity for these guys.
Scotty Sweatman wondered, so is Beto going to be reintroduced? Is he going to reintroduce himself as Roberto Francesco de O'Rourke? That would be full on hispandering. Roberto Francesco de O'Rourke. These guys are. And then, you know, you've got the extremism of the Democrats that shows in such a glaring way now. That they are so radical. They are so far removed from where they used to be. And we just played Biden's rant to that, I don't know, it looked like a banquet full of donors. But he was ranting about needing a border fence. And he said, folks, I voted for a fence. I voted unlike most Democrats. And some of you won't like it. I voted for 700 miles of fence. Remember this? This was the 2006 fence that was supposed to be the double fence with the road in between for the Border Patrol. Extremely effective. It cut illegal crossings in the San Diego sector by like 95%. But he said, but let me tell you, we can build a fence 40 stories high unless you change the dynamic in Mexico and you'll not like this, and punish American employers who knowingly violate the law when in fact they hire illegals. Unless you do those two things, all the rest is window dressing. It's true. Yes, we need a fence, we need a wall, and we need to enforce U.S. law. That's part of it. He said, now, I know I'm not supposed to say it that bluntly, but there's the facts. They're the facts. And so everything else we do is in between here. Everything else we do is at the margins. And the reason why I add that parenthetically, why I believe the fence is needed, does not have anything to do with immigration as much as drugs. Okay, well, I don't care why you're building the wall. Just build the stinking protection between us and the onslaught. You want to do it for drugs? Great. You want to do it to stop illegals from crossing? Good. Just do it. But now, he doesn't feel that way. What happened? I mean, listen how passionate he was about it 13 years ago. And now, a border wall is immoral? It's absurd what's happened to the party.
It's going to be fascinating when it gets down to the general. Trump versus one of these 472 Democrats that are running. And to see, it's going to be a stark difference. I cannot see them shifting right. I don't feel mm-hmm. like it's always everybody shifts to the right on the Democratic side for the election. Let's try to fool the masses here on election day. This group doesn't feel like they can pull that off, except for maybe Joe. And
Joe would be the one if anybody could. Yeah. I don't know that he'll do it either. Let's keep in mind, back in the day, he was the most liberal senator mm-hmm. in office. The most liberal. And yet that's how he felt about immigration. Wow. I mean, it's crazy.
What does Glenn say? You won't recognize your country?
Yeah. Well,
hello.
Yeah, here we are.
Here we are.
Long beyond that. If you watched a recent 60 Minutes and you own a home, you probably got really nervous because the FBI's former head of cybercrimes warned homeowners that foreign and domestic thieves can steal your home. And they do it all online. That's because home titles and mortgages are stored there now in databases that can and are hacked. So if you have equity in your home, this is what they do. They just forge your name onto or their name onto your home's title. You already have your name on it. They use your home as collateral to borrow cash, and then they stick you with the payments. There's no bank or identity theft, the program that protects you. Even if you have LifeLock, which is awesome at other forms of identity theft protection, they don't protect home mortgages. That's why you need Home Title Lock, America's leading title and mortgage guardian. For pennies a day, they'll put a barrier around your home's title and mortgage. And if cyber thieves attempt to tamper with it, they mobilize to shut it down. Now, you might have already been compromised. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register for your free title scan and report. You'll be able to find out. Don't let cyber thieves steal your home. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
Pat Gray Unleashed.
All right, checking in on week 3 of Avengers Endgame. Not surprisingly, it was number one at the box office again. $63 million, which is a 57% drop from last week. $63 million. It's up to $723 million so far in America. It's well over $2 billion worldwide in 3 weeks. Costs $356 million to make. I'd say they're doing pretty well.
Yeah, I'm not good at math. That sounds like a lot of money.
Yeah, it seems like a lot. Mm-hmm. But a fairly close second was Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
Really? That looks so dumb.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't see that at all.
$58 million. That cost $150 million to make. Okay. That's a movie I wouldn't have made. If it were up to me, a Pikachu movie would not have been made.
Okay.
Sorry.
You're a movie studio head.
Yeah, I mean,
going
no.
to your office.
I'm saying no.
But come on, Pikachu talks.
Nope, I
he
don't
He talks.
Care. No.
Okay.
Get out.
Get out.
Number three, The Hustle. I think it's with Anne Hathaway. Fourth, The Intruder, and Long Shot rounded out the top five. That's with Charlize Theron. Then Palms, which is that really appealing story of the grandmothers who are cheerleaders at the nursing home. Or
wait, what?
You haven't seen the previews
no.
of this thing? Diane Keaton and a bunch of other senior citizens are decide they want to be cheerleaders.
Why?
At a nursing home.
No.
Yes.
Don't care for that premise. And give me the Pikachu.
And it made a whopping $5.1 million. Nobody wanted to see that.
No. No, I don't even want to...
I know,
about
right?
This.
Yeah,
ugh.
It's unappealing.
It's never too late to chase a dream, Pat.
I know. That's true. And they did. They chased it.
Gross.
Ugh.
Pass.
Ugly Dolls was number seven, $3.9 million. 14 since it came out. Cost 45 to make. That's not doing well. Breakthrough. It's at $37 million. Now that only costs $14 million to make. So a Christian movie that broke through, actually. Then the movie Tolkien, which looks pretty good. It's about J.R.R. Tolkien. That made a little over $2 million. And Captain Marvel, again, rounded out. Still in the top 10. $423 million since it came out. Interesting. 888-933-93. Also, this is really cool. Opening last Thursday were these new VIP bedroom area cinemas. I guess... they opened several of them in Switzerland. And the cinema complex looks almost like an ordinary bedroom, except it's filled with 11 freshly made double beds.
Wow. The Blaze TV
that look
we
a
have
lot
those
like that.
Images up. My goodness.
Look at that.
That's a nap room, man. I'm not.
I know.
I'm not watching a movie. I'm sleeping.
That's the problem with it, because everybody will fall asleep. Look at that.
Wow. Wait, you know what else they're going to do in there?
Yeah, they're going to make out and beyond that.
It. Yeah,
just... and perhaps beyond. But at least supposedly, they come in and clean and change the sheets after every showing. Okay. In order to make that work, you would have to. And you'd have to believe that they are, in fact, changing the sheets after every showing.
Yeah, otherwise it's like, hey, there's popcorn in my bed.
Yeah, right. Oof. It's popcorn. Uh-huh.
Man, that
there
is...
could be all kinds of icky things going on there.
Ooh, take a black light with you when you go to the movie theater.
Mm-hmm. 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 So, according to the CEO of this company, he said that the beds are freshly made after every screening. The hygiene aspect is very important to us. Okay. Also rejected was the idea that the cinema will be used for immoral or inappropriate activity. No, the offer is unique in Switzerland. We tested the concept abroad and had no problems with it so far.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Wow.
Are you in Europe? You don't have any problem with people like hooking up?
What's his name? Mr. Naive? What's his name again? The CEO guy?
Venezio Di Bacco, which is why I didn't say it in the first place.
Why is it that... And these theaters all have double beds. You know what I'm saying? It's not like there's no solo places.
Yeah, I know.
What if you're going to a theater
by
your
yourself
friend or with your friend? Oh, yeah, do you have to buy two? Do you have to buy a full bed? Boy, what? You're gonna feel like a loser. There's gonna be a bunch of couples laying in beds, and then you're in there like, yeah, I had to sit over here by myself. Oh my gosh, Star Wars in the theater. Oh, heads would explode.
If you're not with somebody, maybe you don't go to that particular theater. You know.
And what movies are they playing, you know? Are they playing, like, naughty flicks? Or are we talking about rated G?
No, these are, like, your normal cinema complex.
What if they make you sit with some random person?
Mm.
Yeah, if you were there with a stranger, that would be a little uncomfortable to be laying there with them.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Hey, hi.
So, have you seen this movie before?
Feel like making out? Or?
Yeah, I've seen it four times, so I'm going to be pretty bored during it. What are you doing? Golly. I don't know if this is the greatest concept in the world right here.
Well,
you should have quit while you were ahead with the food.
Last year, the year before, they had the shot of actual beds in Russia. Do you remember that story? They had beds set up in the cinema.
And I just don't recall.
These look a little more like, you know, lounge couches, but...
Yeah, it's a difference between Sweden and Russia, I guess.
I guess so.
That looked very nice. I mean, that's really how nice. I'd want to fly across the planet, you know?
Yeah, that'd be great.
And those little reclined couch dealies, or bed dealies.
Mm-hmm. But, where everybody seems to have their own little...
Look at that.
Cubicle, kind of.
They have nightstands, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you got to have somewhere to put your drink and your popcorn. That's pretty cool, actually. Huh. If it wasn't nasty. If they really do concern themselves with the hygiene of it, and, you know, people don't get carried away in there.
Uh-huh.
It'd be pretty nice.
Or you could just, I don't know, watch a movie from your own bed at home.
Yes.
Where the kitchen is right there. You can pause it.
But this is what the cinema complexes are up against now. They're up against people watching in their own home theaters, in their own beds, with gigantic screens in their homes.
Oh, I see you rubbing it in. I saw that. That was a little subtle dig at my viewing situation at home, Mr. Home Theater.
Oh, you don't have a massive theater screen in your home?
Oh, Mr. Twitter, you're not aware of the ongoing...
Yeah, I've seen.
Your audience is doing their best to try to convince Carrie to allow a larger
TV. Now, what's the biggest one you have in your house? Is it 40-something?
42?
It's not like that's 44. Teeny.
Yeah.
We used to have 13-inch screens.
Yeah, but the couch is so 19. Far away, you know? I'm like in the other room trying to squint. So they've been somebody tweeted out a picture of... Because Carrie likes sharks. Like a shark in like 4K digital, you know, on this. Look what you could see in your living room, Carrie. It hasn't worked yet.
Yeah, that sucks.
Sure does. Sucks football season is getting, it's coming soon. Be here before we know it.
If only that were true.
It's only a few months.
It doesn't feel like it. It feels like a long way off.
They'll be in training camp in just less than 2 months.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm already excited about that. 888-933-93. Of course, the weather is going to go through quite a transformation before we get to that point. Fortunately, here in the DFW, we've been spared the really hideous heat so far. In fact, last Friday, the average temperature on that date, which was the 9th, right? May 9th?
Yes.
82 degrees. May 82. 10th. May 10th.
Yep.
Okay.
So 82 is our average high in Dallas on May 10th.
The lowest high temperature that was ever recorded was 63 degrees in 1954.
So 19 degrees below average.
It was 57 degrees for the high in Dallas-Fort Worth on Friday.
Shattered
57.
That
25 degrees colder than normal.
Yeah. And 6 degrees colder than the
record.
High. Yeah.
Wow.
It was chilly. I mean, we're back to long sleeves.
Oh, my gosh. It was Friday was awesome. And, you know, when you looked at the forecast to start the week, it was supposed to be, I don't know, 75 or something. So that was a nice little surprise.
Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm.
But the hell temperatures are on their way.
And just a heads up, July 11th, rookies will be reporting to camp. That's less than 2 months out, Pat.
July 11th?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And Falcons are going to be in the Hall of Fame game, that first game.
Are they now?
I don't like five preseason games. That's five chances to get injured before the season starts.
Are they doing five?
Yeah. Like if you're in that game, the Broncos and Falcons, you get five instead of four preseason games.
I thought the point was to cut back on that.
Yep. Me too, right?
And lengthen the regular season.
Not if you're in the Hall of Fame game. Then you get five.
That's silly. 888-933-93. We got to get to Alyssa Milano coming up in a few minutes. She's... brilliant and has such a good idea.
Ugh, so gross.
Such a good idea. And then, you know, speaking of brilliant people, plenty from AOC too today. Are we down with AOC? Yeah, you know me.
You know me.
We'll get into that and much more coming up on Pat Gray Unleashed.
It's Pat Gray Unleashed on the Blaze.
888-933-93 or at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. Amy, what's her face tweets concerning Joe Biden's change of policy on immigration? Pat, we can't hold someone responsible for something they said when they were 63 years old. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Garbage Guitar Roadie tweets, good Lord, was the Biden video shot with the same camera they used back when Babe Ruth was running the bases after a home run?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Biden's old enough to it would match up.
Yes, it would. That was pretty poor quality. Pretty bad. Were cell phones that bad then? I guess so, right?
Yeah, because the iPhone didn't the come around until 09, I think, right?
So those flip phones would take... Would they take video with the flip phone?
Yeah, but not that long.
Yeah.
When was the when did the iPhone come out?
2007.
Because that video is from 2006. Yeah, yeah. 2007. Wow.
Don't test me, man.
I was asking.
Okay. From Dresh Dog, why does that Joe Biden clip sound like it's from the 1920s? Apparently a lot of people
because it is.
Seem to hit on that.
Because it is.
Camacho for President tweets. It seems D's want to treat illegal aliens better than American citizens. If they win and pass this legislation, perhaps the American people should collectively renounce our citizenship and partake in all the benefits.
I've often thought that.
Yeah, I've often thought too.
When I'm at the emergency room, I should just say, look.
I'm sorry, I'm not from here.
I'm not from here. I don't have an ID. I don't have health insurance.
Yeah, oh.
So just, you know, sew me up and I'll be on my way. Thanks.
From Libertarian Ninja, maybe Hickenlooper would take his mom to see a movie at one of those bed theaters.
Gosh, I had that thought and I just didn't say it. So,
it's perfect.
So thank you, Libertarian Ninja, for speaking for me.
GJ Herman, I hope Hickenlooper doesn't find out about the double bed cinema.
I know.
Great minds think alike in this audience. 888-933-93. Let me tell you about Riduzone. If you want to rid yourself of some extra weight, this is a great way to do it. You know, we've got somewhat of a stoplight that's built naturally into our bodies. It's called OEA, and it sends a signal to your brain that you're full, and sometimes we just ignore that signal. You can make that signal stronger. Like, hey, fatso, put down the fork! Or the spoon. You know, if you're like me, it's ice cream that's really the real bane of your existence. Riduzone contains OEA, and so it strengthens that signal in your body. It's formulated to help you know when you're full. It's kind of like a stoplight for your body. Willpower only gets you so far. To fight food cravings and stop eating when you should, you might need a stronger signal. And that's where Riduzone comes in. Plus, it's not a stimulant. It doesn't contain caffeine. It contains OEA, and that's it. So go to Riduzone.com, R-I-D-U-Z-O-N-E. .com. Get a special offer right now at Riduzone.com.
Pat Gray Unleashed.
Matthew, hi, you're on the Blaze.
Hi.
Hi.
I was wondering, has anybody ever noticed that the Democrats always blame the Republicans or doing what they're doing?
That is true. Yeah, because that's what they know, right? And that's what they suspect that others are like. And so, yes, every time. You're right. That is a good point. And appreciate it. Thanks, Matthew. But they do a lot of things that drive me out of my mind. Of course, so do Republicans, for that matter.
Yeah.
So do Republicans. Republicans have been so weak in the face of all of this extremism from the left. They should be capitalizing on this socialism right now, like they've never capitalized before, because the American people, the vast majority of American people, are not for socialism. And they could be pointing this out on a regular basis and painting this party, the Democrats, as what they really are. Extreme radical socialists and Marxists, extremists on abortion. Remember, any talk of trying to limit abortion was extremism before. Now they've taken that to such an extent that safe, legal, and rare stuff they used to talk about is completely out the window. They don't care. I mean, do they really care if it's even safe? And obviously they want it legal, but rare means nothing to them. They want drive-through abortions. I don't know why the Republicans can't do a better job of stating their case.
Yeah.
And showing who these people really are. It's so easy.
Extremist Democrats versus weak Republicans.
Yep.
I think that's where we're at.
And extremist Democrats seem to be winning.
Mm-hmm. Feels that way.
It's painful. Painful. And they've gotten so extreme. You know, we talked a few months ago about the Harvey Weinstein lawyer that was at Harvard. You remember him? In fact, I think he headed up one of the colleges at Harvard. And he decided that he was going to become part of Weinstein's defense team. And the students at Harvard went nuts. How dare you defend this guy? You don't belong at Harvard if you're going to defend this guy. Well, wait, we're going to start dictating to people who they can defend if they're lawyers? Are we going to start saying that people don't deserve representation in this country? Because if that happens, then the justice system is done. It's absolutely done. But these little darlings at Harvard don't care about that. They don't care. So they insisted that he be fired from Harvard. Well, the pressure was so intense, he withdrew from Weinstein's legal team. And they still fired him.
Wow.
That's how extreme they are. So he wasn't supposed to represent him in the first place, I guess, because you're guilty until proven innocent now. And this guy dared defend a guy that isn't popular, which you have to do. I mean, this dates back to the very founding of the country. John Adams defended the British successfully in the Boston Massacre. We're going to stop doing that now? So they were all upset that he dared defend Harvey Weinstein. Even when he backed out of it because of the pressure, he still got fired from his job. That's crazy. Super liberal guy.
Mm-hmm. Black.
Yeah, and black.
Mm-hmm.
And still couldn't withstand. I mean, with all that protection, being progressive, being black, it still didn't protect him from this onslaught of political correctness.
And this goes to the point that the caller made, and what you were saying is they're the opposite of what they say they are standing for, you know?
Right.
Like, where is the protection of free thought? Where's the protection of...
They don't believe in that anymore.
Right. Where's the protection of the minority status in this case? And then it also illustrates the whole thing we just said. Extremists left. Mm-hmm. They picked their target. They went extreme. They picked their target. They isolated him. They got rid of him. And the response in his defense has been weak.
Exactly.
And we just get picked off one by one. And again, when I say we getting picked off one by one, I'm not black. I'm not a liberal. I'm not a professor.
Right.
I'm
and we defended Harvey. This guy at the beginning.
Right. I'm not defending Harvey Weinstein. I just think that we should have a system of law instead of mob rule in this country. So therefore, I'm on this guy's side.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't speak up for people like this, they're just going to pick us all off.
Well, it's the side of the Constitution. It's the constitutional side to be on. And anything short of that, you're on the side of tyranny. You're on the side of oppression. And that's where we're headed right now, which is just frightening. We got to stand up to this stuff. It would be nice if some other great university would pick this guy up and offer him a job, because that is, that's horrific. 888-933-93. Hey, big climate change activist and advocate, Drake, you know, the big rap singer. See, I just read something where he has surpassed the Beatles in song popularity. What? Is that possible?
Wait, what?
Drake, who has, I don't know what that means, in song popularity. He has surpassed the Beatles in song popularity. Okay.
Most hot 100 top 10 songs in a year.
Oh, wow.
So he has charted more top 100 songs in a year.
In a year than the Beatles did.
The Beatles.
Okay. How many is it? Does it say in the article? It must say somewhere.
Let's see. I'll get back to you.
Wow. that is unbelievable.
Let's see. So
there's just another. What? That's another sign that of that clip-clopping you hear on the cobblestone street in downtown. That's the four horsemen of the apocalypse galloping through
12
our city.
Am I reading 12? This right? Drake surpasses the Beatles as the artist with the most Hot 100 top 10 hits in a single calendar year, 12. So, yes.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot in a year.
It's a lot of singles to be releasing.
Right. Well, he's a big climate change guy. He's even written songs, if you can call rap songs songs, about climate change. Lyrics that they're talking about how the weather is changing, the ice is melting, like the world is ending. You would think that if you believe that, okay, and they're talking like that, and you believe them, well, then you better be living a pretty low carbon lifestyle,
well, I'm
right?
sure he is.
Well, yeah. I mean,
he's going to put his money where his mouth is and walk to every concert.
Like a private jet is pretty low CO2, right? Low carbon output.
Don't think
767 cargo jet that was just converted into a beautiful, gigantic private plane.
Are you?
Do we have the video? Here we go. Here's a look. Look at the size of this thing. Okay, they're about to unveil the design that they just painted on the side of Drake's new private jet.
With cans of paint that have...
Look at Air Drake. Isn't that beautiful? Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Oh, boy.
So they're peeling off some of the...
Uh-huh. Oh, boy. That's going to be nice.
It's going to be really nice.
Oh, and he's going to go and take a look at
it. Yeah, we're going to go inside and take a quick peek.
It's going to be fun.
At some of the luxury in his private plane. Oh, there it is.
Oh, my goodness. It's a Swedish movie theater.
Is that beautiful?
Wow.
And huge.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I don't know. Oh, here it is. It's no rental or timeshare. It's mine. I own it.
Mine.
All right. So we get it. That's Drake's new private, gigantic private plane. Air Drake. I love that. It's not a timeshare or a rental. That's just all mine. Nice. Okay. All right. Good. Good
well,
for
good.
You.
I'm glad you made it in America.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'm glad you made it. And I don't care if you have a private jet. I think that's really cool.
Yep.
What I care about is that your hypocrisy of talking about climate change and the ice is melting, and then you just bought a gargantuan private jet to fly all over the world.
Yeah, but it's Drake, man.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, he needs to look out for us.
We're the ones who need to be carbon conscious. Yeah. Not him.
Not him.
Not him. I mean, he's a Grammy Award winning musician. Mm-hmm. You know? So that's great.
Uh-huh. What else you got? I mean, I was waiting for his street cred to be thrown out there. Grammy
winning.
Uh-huh.
12 hit songs in a year.
Okay, well, that's
broke
that.
The Beatles record. There's that.
And
I couldn't name you. Could you name one Drake song?
He's on a U2 album.
He's on a U2 album?
A U2 album, yeah.
U2 had him rap in one of their songs?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. That's hip. That's very cool.
Yeah.
I couldn't name you a Drake song, obviously.
Nope.
I'm sure they're all terrific.
I'm sure. We'll just have to edit. You and I, you want to rock out to some Drake? I mean, rap out to some Drake after the show here in the studio?
Oh, you know it. Yeah, you know me. 888-900-3393. Let me tell you about Brickhouse Nutrition's Field of Greens. There's just no excuse not to get healthy food into your body now. Because even if you don't like vegetables or fruits and, you know, you don't have the best eating habits in the world, like me, there's always Field of Greens. Every scoop of Field of Greens is a full serving of real USDA organic fruits and vegetables, complete with antioxidants. It'll boost your immune system. There's antioxidant power. It's pre and probiotic. It's real food. I love it. It's great. You just take one scoop, put it into 8 ounces of water or a smoothie. It just sweetens the drink. And then you get all that nutrition in your diet. Go to BrickHousePat.com. Get 15% off your first order when you use the offer code PAT. A healthier you awaits. It's BrickHousePat.com. Offer code PAT.
Pat Gray Unleashed.
888-900-3393. And at Pat Unleashed on Twitter, where we like to lead with our mistakes. I think we've said that from the beginning of Glenn's show.
Yeah.
Well,
oh no.
We're leading with Keith's mistake in this particular instance.
Suppose we are.
Drake he claimed is on a U2 album? No, it's Kendrick Lamar.
My bad. You look like an idiot.
Sack. Mm-hmm. Not only does he look like an idiot, but he's a lion sack. So I just want to make that clear.
My bad.
Wasn't Drake.
Yeah, I'm not up on my rap artists.
It was Kendrick Lamar. How can you, what do you think they all sound alike, all rap artists?
Wow.
From Eminem to Drake to Kendrick Lamar, it's all the same sound, I suppose.
And since I don't listen to any of them, they all sound the same. They sound just like this. Hold on, listen.
Yeah, that's how mine sound, too.
Okay.
Yeah, whenever I put them in my CD player or turn on my incredible sound system.
Yeah.
And
turn it up really
loud.
And
just crank up the...
Let's hear.
The Sonos.
Sonos?
Mm-hmm.
How's it sound?
It sounds just like this. Oh, I love it, man.
That
so
is some
great.
Good stuff right
there. Yeah,
it's
really, really, really good.
That's good. I think, yeah, so he was on, Kendrick Lamar was on the U2 album, the latest one, Songs of Experience, which, you know, I just haven't listened to much.
They're just trying to be hip now, huh?
Yeah, and he's not on, like, just one track. He's in between each track.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so it's that space that you hear right between tracks one and
Do
two and
it?
Three, and it goes like this. And that's where he is. He's in between the tracks, you see.
Nice.
See what
nice.
It is? A long way to that well.
Really long way.
And I do own it. Yes, I own every U2 album, of course.
Yeah, I thought you did.
Yeah.
So,
not a good
do
one.
You like it? I mean, does it work with the songs? Because Lady Gaga's on it too, right?
Yeah, she sings background on something I don't even know. I have not spent a lot of time with it. It's not their greatest effort.
I bet not. I'll bet not.
But it's better than No Line on the Horizon, but every U2 album is. Am I right? Thank you.
I don't know.
That is the worst album.
Don't know.
So bad.
No
Line on the Horizon. Come on, you know this. I'll bring it in and you'll borrow it and I'll never get it back because you'll take it home and forget about it.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't lend it
That's
to
what
him.
Happens when you lend something to Pat.
Yeah, don't lend it. Don't lend me anything.
It's as if you've given it to him for eternity.
I used
eternity.
To tell people this on the road all the time, too. Don't give me stuff to give to Glenn. Don't do it. It'll never wind up there.
Well,
will you give this to Glenn? No, don't trust me with that.
Yes.
Probably not.
Yeah, and Jeffy and I were just talking about this the other day when I loaned him the I came in one morning with the Al Michaels CD on book CD and he and I were here one day before you a long time ago and I was like, yeah, I'm giving this to Pat, I'll let you borrow it after he's done, and we looked at each other and I was like,
no,
I'm gonna let you borrow it first because you'll never see it if otherwise.
Exactly. All right, some powerful tweetage from Alyssa Milano. She is, such an incredible activist, such a powerful, strong person. And she believes in things. And Friday night, she had a brainstorm, a thought shower, if you will, that was second to none. And she tweeted out, our reproductive rights are being erased. Because she's all upset about the, is it Alabama?
Georgia.
Is that the late Georgia?
Georgia, the heartbeat
she's
bill.
She's all upset about the heartbeat bill in Georgia, and it is kind of sweeping the South right now. If you can detect a heartbeat, sorry, too late for an abortion. So she said, until women have legal control over our own bodies, we just cannot risk pregnancy. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, good.
Way to be responsible. Huh?
Yes. She said, join me. In all caps, so she screamed it.
Okay.
Join me! By not having sex until we get bodily autonomy back.
Wait, what?
Join me! By not having sex until we get bodily autonomy back. I'm calling for a sex strike. Pass it on. Wow, what a good idea. That's something I can support.
Uh-huh.
Okay, take control of your body. And are you saying that abstinence could ensure that you don't get pregnant?
What?
I thought that was crazy talk. I thought that wasn't even possible.
As somebody on Twitter pointed out, she and Mike Pence have something in common now.
Right?
Abstinence.
So great. This just backfired on her like crazy.
Yes, it did.
The Reagan Battalion tweeted out, not sure this was thought through, but the pro-life crowd supports your call for abstinence to prevent abortions. Well done.
Yeah, look at that. Then you don't have to worry about a heartbeat.
That's so great. I mean, she played right into the hands of the pro-life movement. How long have we said abstinence is the best way to prevent abortion or pregnancy for that matter? If you don't want to get pregnant, don't have sex. Mm-hmm. Huh? What a concept. Charles Hammerly tweeted, This is what conservatives have been saying all along. Women have a choice. If they don't want to be pregnant, they shouldn't have sex.
Ta-da! That's how it works.
Hashtag sex strike. Choose life. Stephen Miller tweeted, feminists becoming Mike Pence to own the conservatives. Love it.
So funny.
And hashtag sex strike. Amy tweeted, it's as if you had the power to avoid an unwanted pregnancy the whole time. What an odd moment to put it all together.
There you go. That is love it. So good.
Oh, she got a nice little hammering on Twitter. Because she's, let's face it, a buffoon. A total and complete buffoon. But I think we're all behind her right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad we could finally come together and agree on an issue.
Yes.
And that worked out nicely.
And we agree. Abstinence is a really good way to prevent pregnancy. In fact, it guarantees you won't become pregnant. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from the Babylon Bee, they also sounded off on the sex strike, kind of getting in on the fun. Babylon Bee is obviously a satirical website for Christians. Fans of the Star Wars franchise announced this week they will be implementing a sex strike until Disney disavows The Last Jedi. The movement aims to force Disney to destroy all copies of the film, remove it from all streaming services, and issue a public apology, all before replacing the film with a new Episode 8 that actually respects Star Wars lore. I love that. And so true. We will withhold sex from all female humans until The Last Jedi is wiped from existence, said Lars Lando Pearson, self-described Star Wars geek. We hate to resort to these kinds of drastic measures, but it must be done for an important cause such as this. As long as The Last Jedi is allowed to stand, with its comprehensive destruction of everything we hold dear about Star Wars, females of our species will not get to enjoy everything they hold dear about us Star Wars nerds. I'm sorry, but we must make this sacrifice.
Uh-huh. That is really funny. Star Wars nerds withholding sex.
Oh, you know that's going to rock the female world.
Right? Seriously. I mean,
they won't be able to withstand that. Disney's going to have to obliterate that movie.
And you won't need to go to a Swedish theater anymore.
I wish they would obliterate that movie. It sucks. Mm. In America, it's estimated that over 50 million of us miss work due to pain. That also sucks. And we spend about $2,000 a year to combat pain. That might be a conservative estimate for some. And then eventually you just wind up, I'm going to have to live with it. And you do. But you don't have to. That's why there's Relief Factor. Relief Factor could help you get out of pain. Mm-hmm. It's relieved Keith's pain in his legs. Jeffy takes it. Glenn takes it. Glenn's been racked with pain for years and then started with a Relief Factor, and it has really helped him a lot. It's 100% drug-free, created by doctors. Give it a try for 3 weeks. A three-week quick start is just $19.95. Now, if it doesn't work for you after those 3 weeks, just discontinue. If it does, you'll be like 70% of their clients who order more afterward because it worked for them. What do you have to lose other than your pain? If you want a drug-free, natural way to ease your pain and get your life back, ReliefFactor.com.
Pat Gray, Unleashed.
888-900-3393. And at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. Amy tweets, drive-thru abortions. Pat, don't give them ideas. Next step down the rabbit hole is Las Vegas abortions dressed like Elvis during the procedure. Oh, you just gave him another idea.
See, wow. Who's to blame now?
Uh-huh. Thank you. Microaggressor tweets, can we talk about the climate friendliness of Drake's plane? Yeah, it's very friendly to the climate. It's a 767. That's, you know, those are super climate friendly.
Yeah, I'm sure that the climate inside Air Drake is very friendly.
Mm-hmm. And I think the fumes gently massage the atmosphere as it travels through the air. I think it does.
Massage the atmosphere. Yeah. That's good.
It's got that private plane massage action. Just Too Muck and Fudge. Hey, Pat, can you give Glenn this copy of George Washington's farewell address for me? Thanks.
Oh, that is not nice.
Yeah, but see, fortunately, I had nothing to do with that exchange.
Mm-hmm.
from Glenn to Mitt Romney. Mm-mm. To, oops, gone. Don't know where that went.
Honestly.
That wasn't worth much, was it?
Yeah, you know what that's going to end up? Was he giving it to him on the plane or as he was getting onto a plane or something? Like some mechanic is going to discover.
Iowa at the time.
Uh-huh. It's going to be some weird discovery you're going to see in the news. A mechanic was fixing an aircraft on the tarmac, and now he's rich and retiring.
Notice a discarded version, edition of George Washington's. Yeah, that'd be.
Oh.
We'll hear that someday.
Oh.
Let's see. Nana Pathead tweets, I'm in full agreement with this sex strike. Less babies will die. Magnificent, Alyssa. You are now a pro-lifer. Yeah, I don't think that was her. No. I don't think that was her goal, but that's how stupid she is.
Uh-huh.
By the way, if you can only listen to the show on the Blaze Radio, you might want to upgrade. Mm-hmm. Subscribe now to the blazetv.com/pat. Go there, blazetv.com/pat. Mm-hmm. The Blaze, yeah. Okay. Theblazetv.com/pat. And you can sign up and you get, I think, $10 off.
Yeah.
Is that right? 10%, $10. Might be the exact same thing. I'm not sure.
Hey, guess what? BlazeTV.com/Pat.
That works as well?
Yeah.
Good.
Don't challenge you, right?
Don't. I mean, it never works for you.
It does not.
All right. Let's go to Eric in West Virginia. Eric, hi. You're on the Blaze.
Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Last night, I had a very large black bear try to crawl in my bedroom window as I was laying there sleeping, and it woke me up by its panting. I thought I was in the movie The Revenant. And
that's scary.
I needed to ask your opinion on something because I know you're an expert.
Okay.
Do you think this behavior is caused by climate change?
Oh, absolutely it is.
What else could it be?
Yeah.
Or is it caused by Drake?
No, I think it was climate change, Eric. And I think that the bear was so hot outside that it was looking for your air-conditioned comfort. And so it crawled into your window, probably. That would explain it. You know, it's getting really hot out there. Look at all the fur they have.
Yeah.
Thanks, Eric.
That's right.
And so those extra few temperatures mean a lot to, mm-hmm. to a being with that kind of fur. 888-933-93.
Jeffy's always sweating, huh?
Yep. I mean, and profusely.
An animal with
he'll
a lot
come
of fur.
In here. He'll come in here and just sit down and then start pouring gravy out of his pores. Jeffy. Gravy just oozing out of every pore of
it's
his
like
body.
58 degrees in here.
Yeah, what is, it's like, what is going on?
You
what
okay?
happened?
Is it raining?
Oh, I just sat down. Well, yeah. Most people don't sweat profusely.
Is it raining in the hallway right now?
Leslie in Oklahoma, you're on the Blaze.
Hi, Pat and Keith.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey. I just wanted to let you guys know that we watch the Blaze every morning. And I was getting my 11-year-old son ready for school this morning, and I left the room. And I came back into the room, and he was laughing. And I was like, what are you laughing at? He was laughing at Alyssa Milano calling a sex...
strike?
A sex curfew.
A strike?
Or a sex halt.
Sex strike.
For pro-life.
Yep.
And that was her call to arms.
Mm-hmm.
And even he figured out how ridiculous it was.
That's great. Appreciate it. Thanks, Leslie.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever confused her for a brain surgeon.
No.
I'm pretty sure.
For
yeah.
Her,
I'm pretty sure nobody ever listened to her and then thought, wow, Alyssa, are you a neurosurgeon? Because, wow, maybe a rocket scientist.
And it's a sex stop, right?
Hmm? It's a sex strike.
Oh, so it's a sex don't do it?
It's a... Are you... I'm what? Sorry. Are you are you mocking?
Yes, I am a jerk. That is confirmed. Happy Monday, everyone.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Thank you, Keith.
You're welcome.
All right, we had another nice tweet from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because she's she's also brilliant, as we know.
Oh, boy, there's a Pat poll.
Yeah.
Who's smarter?
Oh, that is a great poll.
Okay, that's going up.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Alyssa Milano. That's a battle for the ages.
It is.
That is a battle for the ages.
Be looking for it on Twitter @PatUnleashed shortly.
she tweeted, AOC tweeted, This is a technique of the GOP. Take dry humor and sarcasm literally and then fact check it. Uh-huh.
And this is in reference to?
Like the world ending in 12 years thing. You'd have to have the social intelligence of a sea sponge to think it's literal. But the GOP is basically Dwight from The Office, so who knows?
Okay, can we just...
Now, she defended that on many occasions.
First of all, let's defend Dwight Schrute's honor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's an American hero. That's the first part. And this tweet, however, is coming from someone who doesn't know what a garbage disposal is.
Yeah,
as I try to skew the poll. she has... She makes the claim that the world's going to end. We have 12 years or it's over, right?
Yes.
Then she tries to backtrack that a few weeks ago and says, no, the UN report said we have to make changes within 12 years. Now it's sarcasm and dry humor.
Well, she also defended it in some of her videos. She actually used the 12-year line, and it was not, she was not being sarcastic or kidding.
No.
She was saying it was a generational problem. She believes it, and the older generation doesn't. she's terrible.
She is
absolutely
a disaster.
The worst.
And she also called for, remember that stupid cartoon that we couldn't get through? It was so maddening where they're like showing the future and all these drawings and everything.
Mm-hmm.
She said in there that she wants Medicare for all. Like, Medicare for all is going to save the day. Is now I don't know. Is that sarcasm? Are you being serious? Help us out here.
Right.
I can't.
From Beauty Queen Autopilot, Sarah E. AOC tried to sell the American taxpayers on spending trillions of dollars on dry humor.
There you go.
Also, I met a sea sponge the other night, and he was like, you have to have the intelligence of an AOC to not know what a garbage disposal
yes,
is.
Yes. Thank you.
That's really funny.
Oh, boy.
Then we have Texas Bizzle 1 sent this fun AOC meme. Hopefully we have it. Yep, right there. Guys, my kitchen is like, you know, peeing or something.
It's a picture of the faucet running. My kitchen is like peeing or something.
That is really funny.
I
from the brain surgeon that didn't know what a garbage disposal was. Have you seen anything like this?
There's a monster living in my sink, guys.
I don't know what's going on. People are telling me to put my hand in there and turn it on.
Didn't she say something about like...
I think it's you Republicans trying to trick me.
Oh, man. By the way, don't do that.
Uh-huh.
Even for AOC, don't stick your hand in it. Operating garbage disposal, not a good idea.
The early returns are in. Exit polling shows that Alyssa Milano, so far 89 to 11.
Oh, wow.
Smarter than AOC.
Oh, smarter. Okay.
Mm-hmm, smarter.
that is not saying much for AOC. 888-900-3393. Apparently, the Postal Service last year lost almost $4 billion.
Ah, it's a counting error.
But Ocasio-Cortez wants to give them banking duties now. Well, sort of. Here's the brilliant plan from AOC.
What we can then say is, A, we should have a non-for-profit public option for basic banking services, and we should be piloting these projects.
Sure.
Through the U.S. Postal Service or in any other number of ways.
The Postal Service?
Like the Postal Service. Are you on crack?
Earth to AOC. Can you even look at a newspaper from time to time? Can you check into some of these things, like how the VA is doing?
Thank you.
Like how the Postal Service is doing. Neither of them, here's a clue, neither are doing well. I certainly don't want to turn banking duties over to them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, she is just absolutely nuts.
She continues to outdo herself.
Really does. Wow, just butt stupid. 888-900-3393. Have you ever lost a loved one to heart disease or cancer? The chances are pretty good you have. Maybe you know somebody suffering from Alzheimer's or Parkinson's. These are horrific diseases, and they're plaguing our country. They're killing our friends and family members. But instead of helping medical researchers find cures, HHS Secretary Alex Azar is pushing a socialist regulation that will set medical innovation back decades. He wants price controls. This is unacceptable. This is socialism, and it doesn't work. Go to freedomworks.org/pad and tell Secretary Azar to fix patients, not prices. If we allow Azar to open this up to foreign governments dictating the price of drugs for American patients, we'll see U.S.-based medical research, which leads the world by far, come to a screeching halt. And just like in socialist countries, we'll see shortages. And we'll have access restrictions to vital medicines. We don't want this. That's why I'm asking you to go to freedomworks.org/Pat and tell Secretary Azar and members of Congress to fix the patients, not the prices. Freedomworks.org/Pat. Go there and take action right now. Freedomworks.org/Pat.
Gray Unleashed.
All right, we teased this over the weekend. And in fact, I think even maybe as early as Thursday last week.
We've been trying, man.
So let's get to it. This 10-year-old kid should be in fourth grade, but he's a little beyond that. Here's a local story about Elliot Tanner, who wants to learn the deepest secrets of the universe. This 10-year-old kid's pretty amazing.
He's still learning. Remember that. As you meet Elliot Tanner. 10 years old.
5x squared plus 7y squared plus 9z squared.
And just getting started.
I think we have to kind of step out of the box sometimes to realize that this isn't a normal situation.
Not normal. At Normandale Community College.
Z is equal to x squared minus y squared.
For a 10-year-old to be enrolled in Calculus 3.
Like cosine U, sine V.
Having already aced college algebra, statistics, physics, and trigonometry.
Plus 7y squared, where y is a squared.
Not normal.
Hey, Elliot.
Even then.
Rolled over at 4 weeks old.
It just started happening really, really quick.
Patrick and Michelle are Elliot's parents.
It's just us trying to keep up.
Words at 7 months. Short sentences by a year. The alphabet before he was two.
And then he learned it in Swedish right after that, just for the heck of it, I guess.
6 times 3?
18!
But Elliot's true love?
24!
6 times 5?
Numbers.
He would have these little magnetic numbers, and they were his little, like, lovies instead of stuffed animals. By 3, he was doing addition with them on the play rug.
Why is she holding a dog during this report?
Elliot's only failure? Kindergarten.
When everybody else was talking about superheroes, he wanted to talk about a particle accelerator.
Sure. So his parents looked to homeschooling, then online classes.
Then he just consumed curriculum faster than I could buy it. He was done with algebra in a month, done with geometry in 2 weeks.
After breezing through the high school curriculum.
All right, go for it.
At 10, Elliot has a 4.0 GPA.
I just like using logical reasoning.
As he nears the end of his sophomore year of college.
You probably know a lot more about it than I do.
So it's an there's no question of that. Capital X.
Michelle waits for her son to check in.
Hello.
Hi.
Between classes.
I advocated for myself and I got some more points on an assignment.
Awesome job.
At home, Elliot relaxes with his guitar.
4.
And plays with his neighborhood friends. And it's not like he won't have a high school experience.
I'm tutoring some of the students here.
Remember, Elliot's here to answer any questions.
You take the inverse of this one.
Today, Elliot's helping teach Bloomington Kennedy's
X minus
pre-calculus students.
Oh, here's the problem. It's that you defined f of x twice.
Yeah, I was just going to tell her that.
I take great pleasure in teaching people.
Mm-hmm. He should be in elementary school. And he's way above my high school students that are about to graduate.
Because it's a discontinuity, the limit does not exist.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's just part of the class. Yeah, he just kind of like he's dancing again right now.
He's just a super sweet kid.
We're not pushing, we're being pulled. Yeah. You know, oh, he's taking us for a ride.
To do with the dog. I gotta know.
What's... gives us Y.
And soon Elliot's ride will be taking another turn.
Okay.
He's already visited the University of Minnesota, where he plans to start his junior year this fall.
I don't know how exactly this works, but I want to at least get a doctorate.
Well,
10 years old.
I think I'm ready for the next step. I want to know the deepest secrets of the universe.
I want him to have the world and whatever he wants. And as long as
still
he continues to be a kind person and follows his heart, I think he's going to be just fine.
Don't worry.
Still learning.
Don't worry about a thing.
The only way Elliot knows how to play it.
It's gonna be alright.
Okay, he's not quite, you know, the guitar virtuoso yet that Beto is, but smarter than Beto.
And that's how he...
That's for sure.
That's how he relaxes.
You know? Yeah, like all of us geniuses, relaxing at home with our guitar. You know. I remember thinking of particle accelerators when I was 9.
Did you do anything about that?
No.
Why not?
No, I don't know. I got bored with it after a while.
You got bored with
particle accelerators? Yeah, yeah. So that's pretty amazing.
That's
10 years old, sophomore in college, about to become a junior in college. Amazing.
I mean, I see that and I'm fascinated. And I think, wow, good for that kid. And then I get a little sad. Because I just wondered, does he have a childhood? Does he get to play around?
Well, it said he plays with the kids in the neighborhood.
Well, that's good. I hope
we saw
really
him rolling
does.
Some dice with him, doing a little gambling,
but
or whatever.
Boy, I don't want to gamble with that guy.
No,
he would take your money.
888-900-3393. Do we have a new Chips Ahoy Mother's Day message? That's so great. Let's take a look at the because Chips Ahoy. I bet it was.
Yeah,
I bet this is special and heart-wrenching.
Again, don't gamble.
Y'all know what we're celebrating today? Mother's Day. And I am so thankful to have a mother like mine who supports me through all my craziness and loves on me and buys me Chips Ahoy cookies, Chewy, the original, everything under the sun. My mom knows I love my cookies. So get those cookies. And what's a sweet gesture for you to do to your mama? Your real mama, your drag mama, whichever mama, somebody, whoever take care of you, whoever you feel or consider your mama, it's their day today. Get them a cookie, or two, a pack. Buy them all the Chips Ahoy's in the world. I don't know. Or get some milk. Get her some milk, too. You can't buy the cookie without some milk, honey. Get those cookies. It's Mother's Day. It's time to celebrate, love, all that. Cookies. Get them. And if you don't, how you going to celebrate Mother's Day? It's the new chocolates.
Ugh. All right.
Drag mama.
So Chips Ahoy actually tweeted that out.
Yeah, under their official account.
Under their official account. Yeah, good.
Celebrate your drag mama.
Mm-hmm.
You got a drag mama to celebrate?
Oh, whatever kind of mama. Yeah.
It's so weird.
Strange, it is.
No thanks, Nabisco.
At least there's some sanity creeping into the world here on this transgender front. Male to female transgender powerlifter Mary Gregory. Remember this from last week, maybe 2 weeks ago? She had won the women's championship titles in powerlifting. Okay, she's a biological man, but identifies as a female, is transgendered, and won that competition over the females. However, the Powerlifting Federation just determined that Gregory was not eligible to compete as a female. What?
Whoa.
Why the hate?
Talk about regression in a society. What's going on?
Wow. Okay, this was back in April. Gregory set world records at the women's squat, bench, press, and deadlift.
Gregory did.
Yep.
Gregory.
Mary Gregory.
Oh.
Mary Gregory.
My bad. Sorry.
And it earned a master's total world record for her powerlifting scores across the board. And we talked about this back in April when this happened, and we're a little confused because it didn't seem real fair that this isn't a biological woman. But on Friday, the same 100% Raw Powerlifting Federation announced that Mary Gregory would be stripped of her currently held titles because it seems the board doesn't consider Gregory sufficiently female. It was revealed that this female lifter was actually a male in the process of becoming a transgender female. Our rules and the basis of separating genders for competition are based on physiological classification rather than identification. Why the hatred?
Yeah.
Why the discrimination?
It's really sad to see that playing out.
Isn't it?
An organization such as the National
World Powerlifting Association thing.
The World International Brotherhood of Man. Or women.
On the basis of all information presented to the board of directors for this particular case, the conclusion made is that the correct physiological classification for this person is male.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
The Federation added that because Mary Gregory could not be officially classified as female, then she didn't technically break any world records.
Okay. So why don't you go to the Transgender Olympics and call it done?
Right. Or compete as a man. You could compete as a man, I would think.
Compete as a man. Yeah.
Right? If you're a man, if you're physiologically a man, then go ahead and compete there if you're trying to win this competition.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. That's an amazing decision.
You don't see that happen.
No. Almost never. Almost never. 888-900-3393. And a Pat Unleashed on Twitter, Alexandria Go tweets, just goes to show you that Alyssa Milano has two loose brain cells that will eventually bump together and create a coherent thought. No, I don't know about that.
No sex makes no babies.
The Steve 42, that's weird. A plane mechanic sold me a copy of George Washington's address for 75 cents.
Whoa! We're getting to the bottom of this.
Yeah. And for Michael NP1701, I haven't paid for basic banking services in 30 years. Why do progressives always insist on taking care of things that are already taken care of? And from Pat's Libation Emporium, AOC, the private sector has already created not-for-profit banking. They're called credit unions. I would think you'd know that since the word union is in it. But they're less common than garbage disposal, so I guess I understand your ignorance. So great.
So funny.
888-900-3393. Jot that down and use it tomorrow, and we'll talk to you then on the very next Pat Gray Unleashed.